Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I will be doing my NFL draft grades. These will probably be some fresh grades because I haven't looked at teams' full drafts. I've seen the whole draft, but I haven't seen the team's full draft to know everyone's pick. So these will kind of be fresh in my mind, and we'll be getting you the first grade that I think of here for each team's pick. So you'll be getting probably the first grade that I give each team. Also, I will be doing some NBA talk as the NBA is heating up with only a few games left in the season, only 2 weeks. The NBA, the East is getting very hot. The Bucks took on the Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks got both game wins against the Nets. I'll be talking about, are the Nets really a contender in the East? Is there a team more scarier than them? Maybe the Sixers, maybe the Bucks. Are they scarier than the Nets? And how bad do the Nets need their big three to come on strong for the playoffs and to be healthy? And is the Lakers way the only is the only way for the Lakers to make it into the playoffs to play in? I'll be reacting to that and how LeBron missing games will not help the Lakers any longer. So without further ado, I'm going to get started with the NFL draft. Here, the Cardinals start us off with two really good first-round picks in Zaven Collins and Rondale Moore. Really love the picks. Rondale Moore, a very shifty player. Then get Marco Wilson, who's a questionable pick, especially since I traded up for him. Then they get Victor Dumbuji, Tay Gowan, James Wiggins, and then they also get Michael Mennett. Here, I'm going to give them a B+. I really like the first two rounds. Marco Wilson, I like the player. Just don't think he's a fourth-round player. Victor Dumbuji, really like him. Really a steal in the sixth round. Tay Gowan, a very solid player. James Wiggins, really like the player. And then I get Michael Mennett here in the late round, in the seventh round, giving him a B+. Followed by the Cardinals is the Atlanta Falcons, who got Kyle Pitts, Richie Grant, Jalen Mayfield, Darren Hall, Drew Dowman, Taquan Graham, Odavanji out of Notre Dame, the edge, really solid player in my opinion. I like the pick there from the Notre Dame guy. Avery Williams they get out of Boise State, and then Frank Darby late in the seventh round. Here, I'm just going to say I like the Kyle Pitts pick, especially. I like Jalen Mayfield's pick. Not a huge fan of Richie Grant, that pick, especially with other great corners still on the board at that point. Darren Hall is a kind of a questionable pick. Taquan Graham, I like the defensive side pick, just maybe not the best available right then and there. And then Adukbo Odonji out of Notre Dame here, I like the pick. And then Frank Darby in the sixth round, really good pick. I'm giving him a B on this draft. Just not my favorite draft here in the NFL draft. Next, the Ravens pick twice here in the first round, getting Rashad Bateman and Jason Oweh. Also get Ben Cleveland, Brandon Steffens, Tylan Wallace, Sean Wade, Dalen Hayes, and then Ben Mason. I like the first two ones, Jason Oweh, Rashad Bateman, really good players here in the first round, especially Rashad Bateman, really good add. Ben Cleveland, strong guard. Brandon Steffens probably would have been a later round pick instead of the third round for me out of SMU. Tylan Wallace is a steal in the fourth round. Sean Wade, really good corner, or not really a great one, but can also play safety, which helped him in the fifth round. Dalen Hayes out of Notre Dame, and then Baden Mason, the fullback out of Michigan. And we know Ravens use their fullbacks. So good picks. I am going to give them a minus on the draft. Bills here get Gregory Rousseau, followed by Boogie Basham. Also get Spencer Brown, Tommy Doyle, Marquez Stevenson, Damar Hamlin, Richard Wildgoose, Jack Anderson. Really like the early rounds, Boogie Basham, Gray Rousseau. One of them is going to have to play D-tackle. I don't know why they picked two edges here early. Also got Spencer Brown out of Northern Iowa. Really like the pick there in the third round. Tommy Doyle, Marquez Stevenson adds a lot of speed. Damar Hamlin, great tackler. Richard Wild, who is kind of a questionable pick. I like the value in the sixth round. I'll give them a minus two. Followed by them is the Panthers, who picks a lot of players, just a lot of players, starting off with J.C. Horn. Also, they, on the second round, let's see, who did they go with? They got J.C. Horn. Also got a good player in the second round. Terrence Marshall is who I'm thinking of. They also got Brady Christensen, Tommy Tremble, Chuba Hubbard, Davion Nixon, Keith Taylor, Dante Brown, Shai Smith, Thomas Fletcher, and Phil Hoskins. Really like the early picks, J.C. Horn, Terrence Marshall, and Brady Christensen. Really good picks. The pick that really put the Brady Christensen over the top was the Chuba Hubbard pick. Davion Nixon, Tommy Tremble, really good players. Davion Nixon, really good pass rusher, and can even be a run stopper. Keith Taylor, really good pick. Dante Brown, great value in the sixth round. Shai Smith, very strong wide receiver. Really like the picks here for Carolina. Followed by them, or excuse me, I need to give the grade for the Panthers. I'll give them an A minus on the draft. Here for the Bears, they got Justin Fields, Tevin Jenkins, Larry Borum, Khalil Herbert, Daz Newsome, Thomas Graham, and Carissa Tunga. Give them an A, solid A right there. Justin Fields, Tevin Jenkins, great value in the first round and second round. Tevin Jenkins falling to the second round. Also like Khalil Herbert, just a little confused by that one. Daz Newsome, really good pick in the sixth round. I can see that one going their way and becoming a great pick in the future. Thomas Graham, solid pick in the sixth round, seventh round. Carissa Tunga, really like the pick there for the Bears. Give them an A. Next, I got the Bengals here. The Bengals taking Jamar Chase, Jackson Carmen, Joseph Osai, Cameron Sample, Tyler Shelvin, Deontay Smith, Evan McPherson, Trey Hill, Chris Evans, and Wyatt Hubert. Jamar Chase, really good pick at number five, especially for chemistry. Make up for the offensive guard in the early round, going with Jackson Carmen. Joseph Osai, great edge out of Texas. Then they also get another one out of Tulane with Cameron Sample. Get Tyler Shelvin in the fourth round, who's also another one. Deontay Smith out of ECU. Great pick here in the fourth round. Evan McPherson out of Florida. Questionable pick going with a kicker. Chris Evans late in the sixth round. Really good pick on the Bengals, especially with Giovanni Bernard heading down to Tampa. Next, I need to give the grade for the Bengals. I will give them a B, solid B for them. The Browns here get Greg Newsome, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, especially a steal here in the second round with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Anthony Schwartz, like the pick, but a little too early here in the third round. Like James Hudson and Tommy Togi here in the fourth round. Fifth round, Tony Fields. Richard LeCamp, really good pick in the fifth round and finishing off with Demetric Felton. Really like the pick in that last round. They could do a lot with him. I'm giving this one a Dallas here. There's a lot of defense. I'm not even sure if they won offense. Yes, they did, actually. Here, Micah Parsons, they go with early round, replaces Sean Lee. Kelvin Joseph here out of Kentucky, really good pick. Osa Odengwa out of UCLA, really good defense tackle pick. Chancey Goldston, a little questionable in the third round. Same as Nashawn Wright, really good player. Just questionable third round. Jabril Cox, really good. A steal here in the fourth round. Josh Ball, a little too early for me. Simi Fehoko, a little too early, but like the pick. Quentin Bohanna out of Kentucky going sixth round. Israel Nukuamu, really good pick. Steal the late round. And then Matt Faranke. I don't know how to say his last name. But I'm going to go here with a – I'll go with a B-plus for the Dallas Cowboys here. A lot of reaches and then also a lot of steals here for the team. Broncos here, early go, Patrick Surtain, Javonte Williams, really good picks on the Broncos parts. Quinnen Merritt, really good pick at guard, or excuse me, center for this team that really needs one. Kaden Sturridge, Jamar Johnson, a little questionable that they went back-to-back safeties. Got Seth Williams here in the late round, sixth round. Kerry Vincent Jr., Jonathan Cooper, and Marquise Spencer here in the seventh round, really good value picks. Here, I'll give them a B+2. Lions, They get Penny Sewell, Levi Osariki, Neil McNeil, Yidife Maluamu, Amon Ross, St. Brown, Derek Barnes, and Jamar Jefferson. Really like the early picks, Amon Ross, St. Brown, Penny Sewell, Levi Osariki, Yidife Maluamu. Really good picks on this team. I give them an A-. Packers, not the best draft. Get Eric Stokes, Josh Myers, Amari Rodgers. Really good picks to start off. Then they go Royce Newman, Terdell Slayton, Shamir Dean Charles. I really like that pick. Cole Van Lanen, Isaiah McDuffie, Keelan Hill. Keelan Hill, really good pick. Just don't need a running back. That's just my problem with that pick. Like Isaiah McDuffie and then also Shamir Dean Charles here in the draft, but that's really it. And then also Amari Rodgers, like the pick. Eric Stokes, I don't know why they would go corner early, but that's just the Green Bay Packers for you. I'm giving them a B- on the draft. Next is the Texans. Oh my goodness, I've seen their draft. It's not the best. Good Davis Mills, Nico Collins, Brevin Jordan, Garrett Wallow, and Roy Lopez. Really like the Brevin Jordan pick. Nico Collins, I don't know who was available after him, but Nico Collins, I like the pick. Davis Mills, they just wanted a quarterback. They were too needy for a cornerback, so that's why they would want him. I am going with we'll go C+ on the draft for the Texans. Colts, they had a decent draft. Kwity Paye, Odangbo, really good in the early rounds. Kyle Granson, really like it. And then the rest is not the best. Sean Davis, Sam Ellinger, Mike Sergachian, and Will Fries. Really like the early pick in the late round. Just the Sam Ellinger pick really was a crazy pick, in my opinion. I'll give the Colts a B on the draft. Here at the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Tyson Campbell, Walker Little, Andre Sisco, Jake Trufele, Jordan Smith, Luke Farrell, and Jalen Camp. I like Jay Trufele here in the late round, Jordan Smith too. I like Walker Little, Travis Etienne. I like at number 25, Trevor Lawrence. I'll give him an A-. Just some of the picks at where they were selected just was a little confusing to me. The Chiefs here also had a good draft. Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey, really good two picks here. Joshua Kindejo out of Florida State, really good pick, former five-star. Noah Gray, tight end. Cornell Powell, Trey Smith. Trey Smith here in the sixth round is really a steal. Cornell Powell, great deep threat. This team is going to be scary. Noah Gray, great pass blocker on the team. I like the Joshua Kindejo pick out of Florida State here in the fourth round. Creed Humphrey, Nick Bolton. Really everything about it was good. A for the Chiefs. Chargers here had an early good round. Then it was kind of questionable. I like the first picks, Asante Samuel and Rashawn Slater. Then Josh Palmer, Trey McKitty, Chris Rump, Brendan James, Nick Newman, Larry Runtree the third, and then Mark Webb. I like Larry Runtree out of Missouri. I thought that was a great pick. Trey McKitty in the third round was a little confusing for me. Rashawn Slater, Asante Samuel, really good picks. Third round for Josh Palmer. I think that's decent for him. I'll give him a B for this year's draft. Next is the Rams here. Have a lot of late round picks. Went Tutu Atwell, Ernest Jones, Bobby Brown, Robert Roche, Jacob Harris, Ernest Brown, again, Jake Funk, Ben Snarky, and Chris Garrett. Also, I think the second Ernest Brown is Ernest Brown the fourth, if I'm not mistaken. Two different ones, I believe. Here, I like Tutu Atwell, but not this early for the Rams. Bobby Brown, also another one. Robert Roche, I like. Really good drafts for some of these players they got, but here I'm going to go with a B- for this team. Next is the Raiders here. Went Alex Leatherwood early, Trevon Merrick, Malcolm Kuncy out of Buffalo, the Edge, Devin Diablo, Tyrese Gillespie, Nate Hobbs, and Jimmy Morsi, or Morsey. I don't know why they picked so many safeties to me. I don't know what their reasoning was. I just don't know what the reasoning was, to be honest. So I just don't know. I think Devin Diablo can play linebacker for him, but that's really it. I don't know why they picked so many. Here are for the Raiders, I'm going to give them a B+. They saved themselves with Trevon Mary to me. Here the Dolphins go with Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Javon Holland, Liam Eichenberg, Hunter Long, Larnell Coleman, and then Jared Dopes out of Cincinnati. Really like the early picks. Jalen Phillips, Jalen Waddle, great players in the first round. Javon Holland, another great pick, and here in the second round. Liam Eichenberg, great pick. Third round, Hunter Long, great pick. I'm giving them an A- for this year's draft. I really like their top five picks here. Really good draft. Next is the Vikings, who took Christian Darrisaw, Kellen Mond, Chaz Surratt, Wyatt Davis, Patrick Jones, Kenny Nwagwu, Cameron Bynum, Janaris Robinson, Amir Smith, I can't see what his second last name, Amir Smith Marset, out of Iowa. Also got Zach Davidson, Jalen Twyman. Christian Darrisaw, really good pick here. They traded back just to get some more picks. Really liked it. Kellen Mond liked it in the third round. Chaz Surratt liked it in the third round. Wyatt Davis liked it in the third round. I liked Cameron Bynum in the fourth round, liked it. Amir Smith Marset, really good. And Jalen Twyman here in the sixth round. I'll give him a B+ or B. Yeah, I think I would give him a B+ here. I really like the draft for the Vikings, especially with that trade back. Really, that was a great trade. Here we got the New England Patriots coming here for our next one, starting off the draft with Mac Jones, followed by Christian Barmore, Ronnie Perkins, Ramondre, or however you say his first name, Stevenson, Cameron McGrone, Joshua Bledsoe, Will Sherman, and Trey Nixon. Really like the early picks, Ronnie Perkins. Also liked the pick for Mac Jones. I thought was a great pick since they didn't have to trade up. Also like Roman Stevenson out of Oklahoma. Also like Christian Barmore out of Alabama. Cameron McGrone, Joshua Bledsoe. Really good pick for the Patriots here. I'm going to give them a B+ on the draft. Okay, we just have a few more teams. Maybe less than 10 here. Next is the Saints. You got Peyton Turner, Pete Warner, Paulson Adebo, Ian Book, Landon Young, Akwon Baker. I really liked Paulson Adebo in the third round. Ian Book, I liked. Landon Young. Did not really like their full draft, so I'm giving this one a C+ too, as the Texans. It was honestly not the best draft here. Giants, they got a lot of steals. Kadarius Toney, they got Azeez Ojulari, they had Aaron Robinson, they got in the third round. Ellerson Smith out of Northern Iowa, great pick on the edge. Gary Brightwell, Rodarius Williams, I really liked early. I'm giving them a for this year's draft. I thought it was really good on the Giants' part. Jets here, they get Zach Wilson, Elijah Barry Tucker, who they traded up for, Elijah Moore, Michael Carter, Janine Sherwood, Michael Carter II, James or Jason Pinnock or Pinyak or however you say, Hamishad Narasimhan. I don't know how to say his last name. Brandon Echols, and then Jonathan Marshall. Really like the early picks, trading up for Elijah Barry Tucker. Like that, Zach Wilson, I really liked. Really like Elijah Moore on this offense. Really think that it's a great pick, especially in the second round. Michael Carter, the running back out of UNC, really like that. Michael Carter, second out of Duke, also like that. I'm going to give a B for this year's draft. They just had so many picks, didn't do too much with it, so that's why I'm giving them the beef here. Eagles are next. Got Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, Milton Williams, Zach McPherson, Kenneth Gainwell, Marlon Tipotu, Taron Jackson, Jacoby Stevens, Patrick Johnson. I'm giving them an A- on the draft. Really liked it. Devontae Smith, great early pick. Landon Dickerson, great for the O-line. Milton Williams, really good D-tackle. Zach McPherson, really good in the fourth round. Kenneth Gainwell, out of running back. Merlin Tippetue, out of USC, really good player on the defensive end. Two, Jacoby Stevenson, also like Patrick Johnson. Really like all of this for the Eagles, giving them an A- for this year's draft. Next is the Pittsburgh Steelers, who got Najee Harris, Pat Freiermuth, Kendrick Green, Dan Moore Jr., Buddy Johnson, Isaiah Loudermilk, Quincy Roche, Trey Norwood, Percy Harvin III. Najee Harris, really good pick. Pat Freiermuth, really good player there. Kendrick Green, really like the guard. Dan Moore, don't know a ton about him. Buddy Johnson, I like that pick. Also like Quincy Roche in the sixth round. Really good picks. I'm giving him a B for this year's draft. Next is the San Francisco 49ers. Trey Lance, early, really good pick. Aaron Banks, love the pick there. Strong player. Trey Sermon, Amber Eaton Thomas, Jalen Moore, Demonair Lenore, Talanoa Hufanga, and then Elijah Mitchell, actually. I like the picks besides a few, giving them a B-plus on the draft for the 49ers. Seahawks are next, who took Dwayne Eskridge, followed by Trey Brown and Stone Frosty. I don't know how to say his last name. Out of Florida. This one, not a huge draft. I'm giving a B-. I love Dwayne Eskridge pick. Trey Brown is a decent pick here in the fourth round. Just not a huge draft for him. So they get a B- here. Tampa Bay has the next pick. They are the next one. Joe Tryon early. Kyle Trask, Robert Hennessy, Jalen Darden, KJ Britt, Chris Wilcox, and Grant Stewart here. Really like Joe Tryon, Kyle Trask early. This team is more of a team that's looking for depth at position. KJ Britt, Jalen Darden, if I didn't mention that. Chris Wilcox out of BYU, not a bad pick. Grant Stewart, decent pick. I'm giving them a I'll give them a B-plus on the draft. I really like Tampa's. Here at Tennessee, they got early. They got Caleb Fairley, Dylan Randos, Monte Rice, Elijah Molden, Dez Fitzpatrick, Rashawn Weaver, Racy McMath, Brady Breeze. Like Caleb Fairley, Dylan Randos, really early. Good picks. Monte Rice, a little too early, but like the pick. Elijah Moore, great pick. Elijah Molden. Dez Fitzpatrick, great pick in the fourth round. Just don't see him being the second wide receiver on the team. Rashawn Weaver, also like the pick in the fourth round. And then that's really it for the Titans. I'll give them a B for the draft. Not a huge fan. I liked a lot of their picks, like Caleb Fairley and then Dylan Randos, but that was it really for the Tennessee Titans. Washington football team is the last team here for this grades. They got Jamine Davis, Samuel Cosmi, Benjamin St. Juice, Diami Brown, John Bates, Derek Forrest, Cameron Cheeseman, William Bradley King, Shaka Tony, and Dax Neal. I'm going to give this one a solid B here. Jamine Davis, great linebacker to add for a team. He's always picked defense the last like 4 or 5 years. Samuel Cosmi gives them a great O-line. Benjamin St. Juice, a lot of teams viewing him as a safety. Diami Brown, great in the deep game. Also like William Bradley King on the edge, same as Shaka Tony. And then Dax Mill, he's going to be a very underrated player here. So that was my grades. I'll be right back. Here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor, and then we'll get to the NBA. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and thank you so much for listening so far. I'm going to talk about the games real quick that happened yesterday, because that really is what's going to get us into this topic of the NBA. Starting off with the Bucks. Actually, I think they played Monday as well, if I'm not mistaken. Either Monday or Sunday. Sunday. Starting off on Sunday, the 2nd, The Bucks took on the Nets when two players hit 40 points. Giannis hit 49 and Kevin Durant hit 42. This game led to a Bucks 117-114 win. Then we go to yesterday. They played again. It was same story. Bucks won. Both players hit 30 points again, KD and Giannis. Giannis, 36 points, 12 rebounds on the game and 4 assists. Kevin Durant, 32 points, 9 rebounds and 6 assists, with the Bucks winning 124-118. So here, that really leads us into this standings here. Also, the Pelicans here beat the Warriors, and the Warriors beat the Pelicans earlier. Also, the Mavericks beat the Heat, so this is all going towards the Lakers, really. Here in the standings, we're going to look at the East. And really, I'm talking about this scarier team. Who's the scariest team right now in the East? We saw the Bucks win 2 games against the Nets. Who's really the scariest team here and the East? Who's actually the scariest team? That's who I'm going to tell you. The scariest team in the East to me right now is if Brooklyn had its big three, that would be the scariest. But I think the scariest is the 76ers defense. I think that's a scariest team. When they're all healthy, Seth Curry ready to go, shooting threes. Also get Danny Green out there. Danny Green has experience with championships, so that's also a good thing. Ben Simmons is very scary in the paint. Very good defense for Ben Simmons right now. Really good team. Also, another scary player, Joel Embiid, potential MVP. I think the Sixers are still the scariest team right now. If we're talking about scariest team, I'm thinking Sixers right now in the East. Right now, they're on a 5-game win streak. That is the biggest win streak right now. Right now, that is tied the biggest win streak for a team in the NBA right now. They are right now the scariest team to get on these win streaks. It's crazy. But when it comes to the playoffs, they're probably not going to be the scariest team. But then if the Nets have their big three, this team could be even more scary. The Nets losing to Bucks with KD and Kyrie, Blake Griffin also there. That's a little sad to see. James Harden needs to come back. If they can get James Harden back, because he's playing at an MVP level, when he left, he was playing at a MVP level. But that's really what's hurting him. It's injuries. I think the Nets could be the scariest team here in the East. But if they can get their injuries under control, this team is going to be the biggest team to beat. Also, the Bucks, can't forget them. Drew Holiday. Giannis Antetokounmpo is probably averaging around 30 points a game right now. Let's see if I'm correct, if he's averaging around 30. 28 points a game for this dude. Crazy. Drew Holiday is averaging 18 points a game. Really good players on this team. I believe Chris Middleton has 20 points per game right now. Bobby Portis has even picked up the slack and came on strong, averaging 12 points a game. Brooke Lopez, also the starter, 12 points a game. The Bucks have a ton of pieces. They could be the scariest team. They just need to prove it. And I think if the Bucks can, like these two teams, the Sixers and Bucks, they're bad playoff teams, great regular season teams. So if they can pick up the slack in the playoffs and play strong, they could be the scariest team in the East. Then let's also talk about the other teams here. You have the Knicks. You also have the Hawks. You also have the Heat sitting here, all here at 4, 5, and 6. Which two teams do I really think are safe right now? I think the Knicks are safe just because this team has been so good recently. The Knicks right now just are coming off a win. They have Denver, Phoenix, LA, San Antonio. If I looked at their schedule before, I probably would have thought differently. But Julius Randle is on fire. He is averaging 25 points a game. I believe that may even be a career high. Mitchell Robinson, he has 9 points a game with 9 rebounds. Also, RJ Barrett has been playing great, 18 points a game. Derrick Rose, ever since the trade, has came on strong here in New York with 15 points a game. Emmanuel Quickley, the rookie, has averaged 12 points. And then also, let's see how Obi Toppin is doing right now for the team. Oh, not really good. The pick isn't looking good right now. But this team is a great team. They, right now, are 25th in points per game with 107. That is fine. The Knicks are still on a winning streak. It is fine. This team is playing good. They are a scary team to play. Defense is strong for this team. I really like the Knicks, and I think they're going to be safe here. I think they will be seeing a playoff spot in the future. Also, I think here the Hawks, they have a pretty easy schedule coming up. They have a pretty easy schedule. The Hawks, I think, are pretty much safe. They've been playing great the last games. I believe, let's see, Trae Young, I believe he has 26 points per game coming off strong. Lou Williams, who they just traded for, let's see how he's doing, averaging 12 points a game. I believe that is up from the Clippers. Also, other guys that are coming on strong, let's see, Clint Capella, I believe, is coming on strong. 16 points a game and 15 rebounds. Great player. The Hawks, I think, are safe compared to the Heat, who are really up and down lately. Then you have the play-in games right now. Boston, Charlotte, Indiana, and Wizards. Right now, I'm going to say, who's most likely not to make it out of these four teams? I think it's the Pacers. Their defense is horrible. They've been playing awful lately. They gave up a triple, or I don't know, but so many points to Washington the other night. They're just not, they're not a full team right now. Indiana, they should just look at the lottery. But now let's look at 15 through 11. Which team, really, you can't be Detroit, Cleveland, or Magic. They're all out right now. But Chicago and Toronto, who has the best chance? I think here, the scariest team would be the Bulls, but I think Toronto has a chance. Their next schedule is Washington, Memphis, the Clippers, Bulls, Dallas, and Indiana. All winnable games besides maybe the Clippers. Right now, let's see, Kyle Lowry here. Kyle Lowry right now averaging 18 points a game. I think here the Raptors have the greatest chance to going into the Eastern Conference playing games. But now let's go to the Western Conference. We're going to talk about the Lakers real quick. I know probably listen to all of this about the Lakers. But the question is the play-in games really where the Lakers are going? I think so. The Lakers barely pulled out a win against Denver, have the Clippers, Trailblazers, Suns, Knicks, Rockets, Pacers, and then they also have the Pelicans. Maybe two or three games are winnable for them. I just don't like it. If LeBron's not playing, this team doesn't really have a chance. That's just how it works for LA. It just is. Unless Anthony Davis is carrying the team. Okay. Dennis Schroeder, though, is out to 10 to 14 games with protocols. So I think here, this team playing game is their only hope, and I think they can stay. I don't think they're eliminated yet. But let's look at who's the scariest team here in the Western Conference. I think it is the Phoenix Suns, the team that is number one right now. They are the scariest team to watch out for. Chris Paul has made all the difference. Devin Booker has been playing better. Chris Paul averaging 17 points a game for this team. Five rebounds and then 9 assists right there for Chris Paul. Devin Booker also great right now. DeAndre Ayton averaging 15 points a game with 11 rebounds and 2 assists. Great player, great team, doing everything. This team is going to be the scariest. Devin Booker right now, 26 points a game, 5 rebounds and 5 assists. For Devin Booker, they are the scariest team right now. Now, out of Dallas and the Lakers, they are the only two teams really that can be in the play-in games. I think the Lakers, I think both could make it into the play-in games. Honestly, Dallas, let's look at their schedule. Brooklyn, Cleveland, Memphis, New Orleans, Toronto, and then Minnesota. This is going to be up and down. I think they're going to take a loss against Brooklyn, win against Cleveland, maybe a loss against Memphis, maybe another loss against New Orleans, and then finish out their season with 2 wins. This team is just up and down. They got a good win against Miami, but they are up and down right now. Both teams could fall into the play-in. Western Conference right now, the four teams that are in the play-in, which team is most likely not going to be in the play-in right now? You have San Antonio, Memphis, Warriors, and then Trailblazers. San Antonio is right on the edge right now, and I think they are going to be the team. They got Utah, Sacramento, Portland, Milwaukee, then they got Brooklyn again, New York, and then they have Phoenix and Phoenix. That is not a great schedule for them. I really like the Spurs. I'd like to see them make it, but this team is in rebuild mode, somehow still being able to make it in. Then out of the Kings and Pelicans, who can make it into the play-in games, we have right now the Rockets, Timberwolves, and Thunder are all eliminated. Six teams eliminated right now in the NBA. 20 teams make it into the playoffs, basically, with 10 teams not making it. Six teams are out, meaning four teams have a chance to make it in. Right now, I think out of Sacramento and New Orleans, your best bet is to go with the Pelicans. Sacramento, really no chance. But right now, the schedule is kind of hard. It's a little hard for New Orleans. They have Philly, then they got Charlotte, Memphis, Dallas, Golden State, and then the Lakers. I like what this team is doing right now. I really like what this team is doing. Zion Williamson is amazing. 27 points a game, 8 rebounds, 4 assists for Zion. Lonzo Ball has came on strong somehow. 15 points a game, 5 rebounds, and then 6 assists for Lonzo. This team is really good, and they could even show it. Let's see Sacramento's final schedule before I say exactly who I think is going to be in. Indiana, San Antonio, OKC. They get Memphis, then they get Memphis again with Utah as their final game. I think they have a pretty good chance to make it in. I like Pelicans' chances better. I really think Sacramento has a chance. I just think New Orleans has a better chance to make it in. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm hopefully going to be coming out with another podcast coming out soon. Definitely an NBA playoffs podcast coming out soon as the NBA playoffs are coming in. Real quick, how the play-in will work is that the winner of the 7 and 8 game will move on to play the 2 seed. The loser of the 7 and 8 seed will play the winner of the 10 and 9 seed. So the loser of the 7 and 8 will play the winner of the 10 and 9. The winner of that game will play the number 1 seed and be the 8th seed. So that is how the play-in tournament will work. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Tyler Finberg. Thank you so much. Go check out finsportsfin.com. Until next time.